We're here today at the Biotech University, hosted by the Biodesign Institute at Arizona State University, speaking today with Michael Dimock, who was a speaker today and more or less an activist in the agricultural world. You're not necessarily a proponent of GMOs, or at least you have some reservations about its applications. What's your reasonings or thoughts behind that stance?
Well, my big concern with genetically modified organisms is they're part of an industrial food system, which I think has lots of negative implications. It's a tool that allows for monocultures, basically. Monocultures are not sustainable in the long term. Nature teaches us that. All the problems with weeds, superweeds, resistance of different diseases, all have to do with monocultures, right? So as long as genetic engineering is used to perpetuate monocultures, I think we're in a losing fight in the long term. And therefore, I think we should take a different approach, what I would call an agroecological approach.
Aren't GMOs just a sped up process of natural evolution? Isn't this is just cutting out the in-between time between an end result?
I think a lot of people will argue that, and I understand their argument. I would say it's more complex than that. That's an oversimplification, and when we're talking about genetically modified organisms or we're talking about nature, it's very complex. Mm-hmm. So when someone says, oh, it's just shortcutting natural evolution, yes, but there are the end of, the thing about nature is it rejects things that don't work. That is a mutation that comes out. It survives if it fits in with the with the environment, if it's adaptive to the environment. But it's killed quickly if it doesn't. So the question is, how long a time frame are we considering? When you are rapidly changing things and introducing them in a large scale into an environment, the implications of that are not clear for many years, as we found with Roundup Ready crops. We have all kinds of problems today that were not anticipated early on, and farmers bear the brunt of that impact.
The original thinking behind GMOs is that with a growing world population getting close to 9 billion and up, is there an organic way that's feasible to feed that many people?
Yeah, I always hear this argument, oh, organic can't feed the world. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think, what do we mean by organic? Some people will say, you can't produce enough food on an acre of land. Well, I look at studies in California where the yields on acreage are very similar between organic and non-organic. It depends on what the crop is. It depends on the season. What we know is that in drought times, organic fields actually do better in California in many crops than conventional because the root structure of those plants is deeper. So they capture more soil. They're able to produce more yield. There's data coming out of the University of California, Davis, on that. So I think it's a complex question. And the problem we have, we live in a world where everything is down to a soundbite, and these issues of agriculture and civilization and the future require a deeper conversation.
And so last question, you talked kind of about a paradigm shift that needs to happen in the way that we think about producing food. Explain that for me.
Yeah. Well, what I was really saying is that, in the 20th century, the last century, we had to produce lots of calories very quickly, and we invented the industrial food system. And I'll have to say it did it beautifully. It produced tons of calories. The problem is there were all kinds of unintended consequences because of the things I was really about, the destruction of diversity, economic diversity, biological diversity, farm diversity, all kinds of diversity was wiped out. Rural communities are poor as a result of that. Ecosystems have been degraded. The water's not as good. And we have all kinds of nutrition problems in the country. So I'm saying let's think more holistically. Let's think about the biology, human health, economic complexity and diversity. And we can redesign a system for the 21st century that meets the challenges, climate change to health, to economics. And because we did it last century, let's just redesign the system because I believe humans can do it. We are really ingenious. Biotechnology is ingenuity, right? Well, damn, let's re-engineer the food system to deliver health and resilience.
And I lied. I have one more question for you. Do you find any value at all in GMOs? Is there any good applications for its use?
Well, obviously in the health realm, I mean, there are all kinds of drugs that we utilize that are biotechnology-based drugs that are healthy for everyone, keep people alive. Fantastic utilization. I think that there are promising things that could happen in biotech and agriculture, but the framework around which they're being introduced is all messed up and creates all kinds of problems. So I'm not going to give you a clear-cut answer, yes or no, I don't like biotechs and agriculture. I think it's complex, and I think there could be useful applications, but we have a lot of things to change to get there.